AircheckDownloads.com.
At 10 o'clock, Leslie Cohen reporting. On the election front, Labour's Roy Hattersley has claimed the Prime Minister is floundering. That's all for now. There'll be more Radio 1 news at midnight.
Well, howdy fans. On tonight's programme, we have a Radio 1 debut session from the Milk Monitors and a repeat of the recent and fine one from the Primitives and all manner of intriguing records, of which this is but the first from Treebound's story. Treebound's story, that is, and my life's example. I'm sorry I wasn't with you last night, and I missed Andy's programme, to be perfectly honest with you, and Ladysmith Blackman Barzo, because I was planning to listen to it, but we had a sort of bacchanal at home. It's not quite as bad as it sounds. What happened was that we ended up with about 10 children who'd arrived entirely spontaneously from different parts of the village and so on, and we were playing records to them, and they were putting on all kinds of bizarre costumes from out of our dressing-up box and dancing around all over the garden. Oh, got a garden, have you? Well. And so what with one thing and another, the celebration went on rather late, but a good way to welcome what I now think is going to be the summer. This is Eco Mouse. Well, it's not Eco Mouse, it's actually Jammies and Bobby Digital, and the version on Taller Than King King. Those are the Necros, and that comes from an LP called, what is the LP called? Where is the sleeve? How embarrassing. The LP is called, can't read it now that I've got it anyway, Tangled Up is what it's called, and that was Open Wound. Before that, Eco Mouse. Well, not exactly Eco Mouse, as I said previously, Jammies and Bobby Digital, and Taller Than King Kong, or King King, as it says on the label. One of the programmes last week, I played a track from a 1974 LP by Miami, and somebody phoned in and said, hey, that was really good, so here's another track. You like that, yeah. Did you? Oh, yeah, well, there you go. It's two people. Oh, do you like that one as well?
Yeah.
That's Miami, and from 1974, Hey Y'all, We're Miami. The first from the Milk Monitors coming up in just a moment. I'll give you the lineup, though. Since they recorded the session, two members of the band have changed their names, so we better get it out pretty quickly before they all do. Jason Basin now on the drums. Max Yobich on bass. I don't think that's the name he was given at birth, I must say. Jake Jams on guitar. Keith Creole on guitar. And Mark Monitor vocals. The first from them is Don't Lean On Me. Well, no rude words in that one, that's for sure. That's Schooly D from the Saturday Night LP. And these are the Digits. They come from Mattoon, Illinois. No, I'd never heard of it previously either. And this is called Have to Be Cool to Rule. This is one of those bands that I wrote away to, in fact, after reading Maximum Rock and Roll. They're called Digits, which is D-I-D-G-I-T-S, and they come from Mattoon, Illinois. And if you want to write to them, you have to write to Bam Bam Records, which is spelled as you might imagine, Post Office Box 44, Mattoon, which is M-A-T-T-O-O-N, Illinois, 61938. Bam Bam Records, Post Office Box 44, Mattoon, Illinois, 61938. And the tracks you heard there were Have to Be Cool to Rule and Wingtips, and that's from an LP called Fizz Job. And what that means, I think we'd best not inquire. These are the Primitives. Don't snigger, you, please. You're supposed to be ill. This is called Ocean Blue. That's King Kong and Can't Stand It, and I was just saying to Janice here, I'm getting so fed up with this remarketing of the Sgt. Pepper LP, the 20th anniversary, and people go on about it. Every day is the 20th anniversary of something, you know, and people keep treating it as though it's like a really significant event. It means something in the larger picture, you know, in life, if you like. It's just a marketing device, it's a marketing exercise. Why do people go on about it? I've had dozens of phone calls, because I was, I think, the first person to play it on the radio, to play most of the tracks on the radio. So people keep phoning up, and they want to talk about it. I think it's 20 years ago. No, I'm not that interested in it. You know, at the time, I didn't want to talk about Glenn Miller, and now I don't want to talk about the Beatles that much. And WPDH, a radio station from Poughkeepsie in northern New York, would like to interview you, reference Sgt. Pepper. They're coming over to London next week. This is a very bad American accent, I must admit. They're coming over to London next week, and so on, so on, so on. But why do they care? Why do they want... Quite mad. This is Echo and the Bunnymen. Gets better each time I hear it, I must admit. The first time it sounded a bit kind of mid-Atlantic to me. That's Echo and the Bunnymen, though, the new single, which is The Game. Now, the Milk Monitors have no definite gigs at the moment until late June, they advise us. However, they should be releasing one of the session tracks on vinyl, on the Vinyl Solution label, within the next couple of months. Maybe this one, which is Yo, Dance With Me. Well, more marketing, but more amusing than most, I think. Those are the Beastie Boys and Posse, in effect. But before that, from the EP Polly Wally Stew from 1982, also the Beastie Boys and Beastie Boys, and that was on Rat Cage Records. Now a little something from Holland, from Buy Off The Bar. That's Singin' Francine and Mouse Man, and that's on Straker's Records, an import from Trinidad in this particular instance, and a letter from Mike Naive, who writes for me from Sprouston in Norwich, and he says, thanks very much for mentioning my fanzine on your programme last Tuesday. This is the magazine So Naive. I'm sorry I was out gigging that night, so I missed it, and I don't know what you said, but you must have said some nice things because of what people wrote when they sent me letters. Sounds like a gripping read, and I can't wait to receive one with the kind of comments that I got. Our postman stands chatting on the doorstep for 10 minutes now, asking why I'm getting a dozen letters. This is most gratifying, and one of the reasons that I do it, I suppose. These are the Primitives, Everything's Shining Bright. Excellent, excellent, excellent. That's the Primitives, Everything's Shining Bright, there in session tonight. Tomorrow night it's The Fall and the Stupids, and for the last couple of months now, Andy's had stickers up all over our office, because he and Walters and I have to share an office. When I say it's Walter's office, and is indescribably squalid, because Walters likes it that way, and Andy and I have to try and squeeze in there when it's our kind of days, and most unpleasant it is too, but it's he's had stickers up around the office, as I say, for Shirati Jazz, and he played a track of theirs on Thursday night. He may well have played one last night as well. If he did, I didn't hear it, but I certainly heard it on Thursday night when he played it, when I was driving back from seeing the Pretenders at Wembley, and very rock that was, and rather disappointing. But the Shirati Jazz track he played was excellent. I can't remember which one it was. It may even be the one that I'm about to play you now. This is from an LP on World Circuit Records, which is called Benga Beat, and this is Rosie Mpenzi, if you read the sleeve, but if you look at the label, it's Rose Yo Mpenzi. Not that it makes a great deal of difference. Excellent stuff, though. Aircheckdownloads.com.